Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, February 8th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The censorship monitoring organization GreatFire.org reports that the API for the audio-based social network Clubhouse is now blocked in China, although the app's website remains available. The app was not officially listed in China's App Store, but the app could previously be used without a VPN in the country. Xiaomi announced an international version of its Mi 11 flagship phone after releasing the phone in China back in January. The phone features a Snapdragon 888 SoC, a 6.8-inch 120Hz 1440p OLED display, supports 50-watt wireless charging, and runs Android 11, starting at €749. Xiaomi's latest concept phone has a quad-curved waterfall display, meaning a deep 88-degree waterfall curve on all four sides, with no ports or buttons. Xiaomi says this will enable a true port-free unibody design, although promotional imagery shows the phone's corners blank with small rounded cutouts. The monitoring group NetBlocks Internet Observatory reports that internet traffic in Myanmar fell to 16% of typical usage as the military government instituted a wide internet blackout in the country. The government previously announced temporary bans on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Google has launched Google News Showcase in Australia. News Showcase pays participating outlets a set monthly fee to feature their content prominently in Google News. It's available in Google News for Android, iOS, the web, and Discover on iOS. Bloomberg sources say various teams in Twitter are exploring subscription offerings as a way to expand the company's revenue from advertising. The teams are reportedly looking at letting users tip others on the platform for access to exclusive content and charging for use of services like TweetDeck or features like Undo Send. NVIDIA now requires any company selling a laptop with an RTX 30 chip inside to disclose specific clock speed stats and total graphics power on product pages. NVIDIA now says that Max-Q is now an optional designation rather than a product name, meant solely to communicate efficiency features like Whisper Mode 2, Dynamic Boost 2, and Advanced Optimus. The beta release of iOS 14.5 now supports setting a default music streaming service for Siri. The first time a user asks Siri to play a song, the voice assistant will ask to set a default service, or if a user specifies a service the first time they ask, Siri will set that service as the default. Hyundai and its affiliate Kia said they are not in talks with Apple to develop an autonomous vehicle. Bloomberg sources say talks between Apple and Hyundai paused weeks ago and that Apple has discussed similar plans with other auto manufacturers. Renesas Electronics agreed to acquire the UK-based chipmaker Dialog Semiconductor for €4.9 billion, although it still requires regulatory approval. Both companies supply Apple, with Renesas, a large semiconductor supplier for the automotive market, and Dialog making power management chips. Ookla added a new section to its iOS speed test app to now benchmark video streaming quality. The app streams video at a variety of resolutions, then recommends a maximum supported resolution for a connection, as well as any buffering times. And finally, according to a U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filing, Tesla bought $1.5 billion in Bitcoin. Tesla also announced it would begin accepting Bitcoin from customers, subject to applicable laws, and initially on a limited basis. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.